When I tell you, I was crying watching that trailer a couple days ago. So if you've not seen the trailer for Wakanda Forever, Black Panther, Wakanda Forever, that's what we just played. This is As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bright. Corey Jo Biddle is my guest today. And holy moly. I loved the first film.
Yeah.
And I think with Chadwick Boseman dying 2 years ago from cancer, from a cancer diagnosis that largely no one even knew that he had. After he had won the hearts of the whole country playing T'Challa. So I think there's so much wrapped into why that is a very emotional trailer, because it's like obviously wrapped up in the fact that he died. And it's like, what, this massively successful movie that put Black actors and a Black storyline like center stage in a Marvel superhero movie, and the hero, both literally and figuratively, dies unexpectedly. So what do they do? And so there's emotion with that. Just the beauty of this. What do you think? I'm gonna stop talking.
And you know, all I kept thinking while I was watching it is, this is stunning.
So beautiful.
Just visually, every scene, the costuming, the people in the movie are gorgeous. It's such a concentrated. This is not the official trailer, right? They're calling it this, like, this is the teaser. And it does its job because it's got me thinking about, okay, who's the Black Panther? Yeah. And I think I might know. And the other thing that really struck me is the creativity and what would it take to create a storyline at this point, having lost the star of this franchise? We lost him. Mm-hmm. We loved him.
We didn't recast him.
He
didn't re-sign. It's not that he didn't want to do another one, and now we got to get another person. Yeah. It's like, he's gone.
So what do you do? And I did think, what if they recast? What does that look like? And they chose not to. And the story looks like it's going to be amazing.
I know. And there's actually, not shockingly, because I feel like every time there's any kind of, more so women, and maybe I'm misinterpreting it, but like in the fanboy world of comic books, whether it was Ms. Marvel, or her first movie came out, and whenever there is a woman character who takes over a traditionally male character or something like that, there's always like this misogynist bullshit. Like, I almost said it. Of like, why? And there's part of that, I guess, there's in certain Twitter threads and forums and stuff, people who really are on hashtag recast T'Challa with a man, and just instead of having the movie be the king has died, just recast Chadwick Boseman and have the story continue. And I think that would have been a huge misstep, because I think it's dishonoring the actor Chadwick Boseman and thinking that he can just be replaced, and like what he did for that character, what he did for that movie, what he meant to so many people who went to see that who'd even cast for it?
I think that
and pretend it's like not a new
How do you just not? Do you remember when in the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air when they replaced Aunt Viv? And they just did like a tongue in cheek nod towards it. But
they did the same thing with Roseanne or Becky, the oldest kid. Like, they just was like, oh, there's a new Becky now.
It takes so long to get used to the new Aunt Viv or the new Becky. It's weird, right? But something like that, it would have been weird, and it would have had to be an incredible actor. But I think they said Chadwick and his brother came out and said that he wanted them to replace him in the movie, because he didn't want the movie, that role, to be about him. He wanted it to be about the kid. Like, he saw it larger, and I'm sure it was a very humble person. But the other piece that what you were talking about, the misogyny here, is, and I'm not a comic book person, so if I'm wrong,
I'm not either. I don't know where in the storylines,
I guess
what's true to what the comic book said.
So if in the story, the original story, Shuri becomes, T'Challa's sister becomes the Black Panther.
Oh, okay.
And there are people that don't want that to happen because they don't want to see that. They want to see a guy in that role.
Or like at least more movies as Black Panther being T'Challa before that transition happened.
Right, before.
But largely they just don't want a woman in that role, probably.
You know, it's like, so is the idea or the thought that she wouldn't be able to carry the franchise or a female
character. She's great, though. Character. What's the name of that actress?
I don't know her real name, but the character is Shuri.
The character is Shuri, but I forgot what the actress's name. But she was so good in the first one.
She was. You know, so I actually looked her up afterwards because I was really impressed. I was really impressed with her. I really liked her. You know, I don't know. I go back and forth because there is something about seeing, like, this strong Black male character that you don't often see that. So it is something mm-hmm. nice about it.
We don't often see Black superheroes.
Right, that's right.
I mean, basically, besides Black Panther, there's Falcon, who's now Captain America. Is that the transition that's basically happened in the TV show? I'm half in on the Marvel universe.
Yeah.
Of like, I know enough, but then I would probably get schooled pretty quickly if someone was listening to this and be like, oh, no, she totally got that one wrong.
Yeah, the diehards right now are shaking their heads. They're like, this is, how are they on the air even talking about this?
But stay in your lane.
Stay in your lane.
Talk about politics.
Letitia Wright, by the way, was Shuri.
Thank you. She's wonderful.
Yes. Letitia
Wright.
Yes. She's fantastic. So this is the thing. When I was a kid, I loved She-Ra. You remember She-Ra?
Yes.
So
He-Man and She-Ra?
Yes, I preferred She-Ra, and I would prefer to watch her cartoon over He-Man. And now I really do struggle with the whole, should it be T'Challa? Do we replace T'Challa, or is it Shuri? And I'm like, is misogyny, has it seeped into my bones? I'm questioning myself. Like, what's going
on? That patriarchy, man.
That patriarchy is everywhere. It's
Because are you kind of wanting a T'Challa?
I do, and I don't know if it's because I feel like I need to see that Black superhero in male form on TV because we don't see it. Like, I think, like, to me, Olivia Pope is a superhero. I feel like
it's handled.
It's handled. You know, that rap coat. Listen,
popcorn and wine all day.
What can't she solve? Okay, I feel satisfied when it comes to that. But you know, other than seeing like Ving Rhames and Baby Boy, and like there's some other characters where
Blade.
You're like,
there was Wesley Snipes in Blade. That was actually what revived that movie making so much money in whatever the late 90s, early 2000s was what revived Marvel. And what they've had that not been a success, there's arguments of Marvel would not be what it is today.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
I mean, but that's also like dipping into like vampire stuff.
Yeah,
so and if you're not into vampires.
It's Wesley Snipes. Like, he's cool.
He was way cooler then. Now he's like kind of a character. It's like, you paid your taxes, man. Like,
right. It's not the same. That he's not Chadwick. You know what I mean? Like, you just want that. You know.
And you can't do Michael B. Jordan because he was already Killmonger.
And so, and that's what made me start to think that the patriarchy was getting me, because I would take Killmonger. He's
you would
dead.
Take, like a crazy flip of the storyline to have Killmonger come back somehow magically and
if
be
I'm
the Black
honest,
Panther.
If I'm honest,
is that
I
just
would
because
have
Michael
been,
B. Jordan's really hot?
Maybe. Maybe that's what it is. But I have, you know, sometimes, I learned this from Oprah, you have to sit along with your feelings and get to the root of what's really going on. And I'm like, I like Shuri, but I don't know if I want to see her as the main character. Like, if they do five more of these and she's the one, and maybe I'm wrong.
If it was Lupita, could you watch Lupita?
Oh, yeah, probably. Okay, I'm glad you said that. Okay.
Just because I'm saying, because she was so good in the first one, but like, is she, and this gets into like culture, Hollywood, producer type talk. Like, is she a star? Like, is she can she carry a movie as a multi-series movie? Is she a good enough actress? Is she good, if she's compelling enough? Whereas I think we can all agree that Lupita absolutely is.
Lupita has that big star power.
She's an incredible presence. She's an incredible actress.
Yes.
Stunning. Mm-hmm. So is it the actress versus a female character?
You just saved my feminism.
Yes.
You saved it.
I'm here for you.
Thank you, my friend. I was worried. I needed counseling. That's what it is. It's the star power. I want that huge star that draws everybody. Like the last movie. It mm-hmm. was just a combination of things. But Chadwick was the one. I mean, you left that movie theater like in love with him. If people didn't know who he was before, they sure. I mean, and he played James Brown, and I mean, he played some of everybody.
He had an incredible career.
But after that movie, it's like he was a star in so many people's hearts, and I think that's what we want to see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, November. It's actually kind of just around the corner.
Yeah.
For the teaser to have just come out.
Yeah.
Usually, I feel like there's like a year between the teaser and the movie, but it's November that it's coming out.
It's not ridiculously long that we have to wait.
It's also interesting, and I didn't pick up on this right away, but there is some iconography of characters that I don't know who they are or like what role they play, but I did see on TikTok, like a TikTok movie culture person who's Latino, and he was just crying because there's obviously a storyline that's going to be introduced bringing in that culture too.
Yeah.
And so like, it's important in so many different reasons, but it kind of goes back to what we were talking about. It's like representation matters.
Yep.
And it's for everybody. Cause I, as a very white woman, this trailer had me crying cause I am so excited to see it, and it's so well done, and it's going to be an incredible movie.
100%.
All right. When we come back, we're going to talk about a tweet that I saw that was one of my friends that got sent to me my brother. That is very funny. So it's a debate on which term it reigns supreme. All right, when we come back, As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bride.
Yo, all I need is one mic, one beat, one stage, one person front, my face on the front page. Only if I had one love, one girl and one crib, one God to show me how to do things his son did. Pure like a cup of virgin blood mixed with one.